I took off the old and I put on the new. But sometimes life leaves residue. I'm a new creation, no more to see here, which is true, but how that looks can be very unclear. I spoke it out with my mouth and I believed with my heart, and I would never have known the journey from that moment I would start. I took a step into faith and I disappeared into the unfamiliar, just as I had feared. Because if you take away everything you thought to be true, you're left vulnerable and scared. And then what do? You build on your faith and you turn to him. You get deep in his word, which exposes your sin. And the more that you pray and the deeper you go, you'll see he's already paid for your sins long ago. Because the person I was isn't who I am now. The things that I did and that I would allow, I wore guilt like handcuffs and shame like skin, trapped inside my own mind and empty within. You see, you can't fear death if you're already dead. The real fear was living and what lies ahead. And you people would tell me that God has a plan. And inside I'm screaming, you don't know who I am. I've robbed from my grandma, I've lied to my mother. I've broken into homes with no thought of another. And the damage I did, no words could explain. And the reason I do it again and again and again and again and again and again. And then you want to tell me that God could be my friend, that for me he has bled, that for me he would fight, that I am his joy and that I am his delight, that he has millions and billions of thoughts about me. And if I just allow him, he would set me free. And did I believe that he could? The answer was no. But the truth is I had nowhere else left to go. What the world had to offer, I had tasted and tried, and it just left me more starving and unsatisfied. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, but my Father on earth played with my family like we were a game. Moving the pieces to suit himself, the game was always rigged as I spectated from the side as my piece was rarely picked. Crying out for that man's love, and getting nothing in return. So men hold the power and will reject you, is the lesson that I would learn. Precious in my mother's sight, but not important to my dad. So when you mention the word father, that's the memory I had. So I can give you many reasons why I should not believe, but when you invite the truth in, you can no more be deceived. See, I'd reached the end of myself and I was broken and weak and I had no fight left, and that's when I began to seek. See, I hadn't been to prison since 2010 and I hadn't touched a drink or a drug since then, but that same old feeling by now I thought would go, a loud emptiness and still feeling alone. So let me cut to the chase. Right now I am free. I do not feel alone no more and I do not feel empty. I know my heavenly Father loves me and he also is my friend. And daily he continues to teach me that on him I can depend. It's been a messy and beautiful journey which I would not choose to repeat. And he's not finished with me yet, but I am complete.